This is Degaris Masochist MGTOW Flyers. That is two 3-page essays on the themes of masochism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. This is flyer number 752, entitled, Will AI Kill Off Feminism and Masculism? Description. This flyer claims that AI, in the form of highly productive robots, will impact heavily on gender politics, killing off important aspects of feminist and masculist doctrines. This flyer examines how. This flyer concentrates on men. The next will concentrate on women. Now the flyer itself. Will AI Kill Off Feminism and Masculism? By Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer wonders what impact the rise of AI will have on gender politics. That is, what aspects of feminism and masculism will survive, if any, when robots do all the work. It's now probably only a matter of a few years before we live in a world that is heavily populated by robots that do all the work, with a productivity that will make the world rich, even basket case Africa. Elon Musk predicts that by 2040, there will be 10 billion robots in the world. Let us assume he is right, and since robots that are as smart as humans will be able to work 24/7 without a break and at great speed, their boost in economic productivity will be enormous, causing everyone to become affluent, well beyond today's standard of living. Since two of my main intellectual interests have been over the years, AI, in brackets, I was a research professor who specialized in artificial brains, a topic I largely pioneered, close brackets, and masculism, open brackets, my term, coined in the early 1970s, close brackets. It's not surprising that I bring these two strands together in asking how the rise of AI will impact on gender politics. I can see that a lot of masculism will be strongly impacted, even destroyed, in a positive sense of being made irrelevant, since the rise of AI will solve most of the problems raised by the masculists. But will all masculist problems be solved? A similar question can also be raised about feminism. This flyer aims to answer, to speculate on these questions. I'll start with how I think the rise of AI will cause many of the problems of the masculists to go away, to be killed off. The masculists have their big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, namely women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. I'll address each of these big three and how they will be impacted by the rise of AI, by the huge increase in economic productivity, when there is a score of robots per person on the earth, working 24/7 and at great speed. Masculists see man's slavery as the worst of all gender crimes in either direction, that is, men against women or women against men. Masculists are abolitionists who see man's slavery by women as slavery and hence something to be hated and a war issue. 2/3 of young men in the US today don't even date young women, let alone work for them for decades of their lives. Masculists have a hatred of fluffies, that is, traditional women who expect to live off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, close brackets. A huge and horrible gender crime against men, committed by women. But if the robots do all the work and economic scarcity becomes effectively solved, of what relevance would the most important aspect of Musk's doctrine, that is, man's slavery, become? I think it's fair to say that the Musk's concept of man's slavery will become irrelevant, since there would be no question of exploitation of one sex on the labour and money of the other sex, since the robots will do all the work, and both sexes will profit mightily from this fact. When robots can give you effectively whatever you want, so that you don't have to work for a living, then it's the robots who, or rather which, are the slaves who work for humans, who design them and dictate to them what is to be produced. So, I see the first of the Musk's big three, that is, the concept of man's slavery, fading into history. What about the second one, that is, divorce rape? One of the main reasons why Musk's have such a hatred of fluffies is that for one father in four, usually married to a fluffy, is that she will take him to a fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court and financially butcher him, ripping his kids away from him with a 90% probability, forcing him to give his house to her so she can raise her kids in it, lose half his wealth and stuff to her, be forced to make payments to his kids whom he is barely allowed to see, maybe two weekends a month. And if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, then he may be forced to pay her alimony until he dies, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to FIP up, in brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, close brackets. So she continues to be a parasite of his money after the divorce the way she was before the divorce. Musk's have a burning hatred of fluffies for their man's slavery and divorce rape, putting powerful moral pressure on women to FIP up, in brackets that is, become FIPs, by bothering to get educated into a career competent field that pays well, so that they can be FIPs as adults and not, fluffy style, expect to parasite off a man for decades of his life. Musk's are abolitionists who are at war against fluffies, aiming to wipe them off the face of the earth by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless deaths, hated and spat at by Musk's. This Musk's hatred of fluffies is one of the core beliefs of the Musk's. So if the robots do all the work, what will happen to the divorce courts? Will they remain the slaughterhouses for men that they are today? I think not. If robots do all the work, then on a divorce, the divorcing husband and father will not be obliged to pay alimony to a fluffy parasite ex-wife, because she will be supported for the rest of her life by the labour and productivity of the robots. This will liberate men from further decades of man's slavery, so the second of the big three Musk's items will fade into history. What about the third Musk's item, that is, forced fathering? In the current world, millions of men are forced into a compulsory fatherhood due to the awful criminality and callousness of women who force men into paying for a kid he does not want. Women have the MARA, that's maternity rejection right, and nowhere in the world do men have the PARA, paternity rejection right. So women, millions of women, can lie to their man that they are taking the pill, when in reality she isn't, who really wants to get pregnant before her ticking clock runs out. Gets pregnant, then forces her man to pay for two decades for a kid that he never wanted in the first place. This is an example of forced fathering, a major gender crime as seen by the Musk's. An even worse gender crime, morally speaking, in this context is paternity fraud. When the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not. The level of callous criminality of such a woman against her man causes maskers to demand that such gender criminal women be put in jail for 15 years for a gender crime that is worse than men's rape of women, which gets a man put in jail for about 10 years on average. When robots do all the work, a man who has been force-fathered can simply walk out on her, disgusted and hating her for her horrible gender crime against him. He will not be forced to pay for her and the kid, since the robots will do all the work and provide all the goods needed by her and the kid. So, the third item of the big three of the maskers will fade into history. So, with the big three items all faded into gender political history, that is, with all three of the pillars of maskist ideology toppled, what will remain of maskist ideology? Will anything remain? I can think of some aspects of maskist doctrine that will remain valid in a robot-dominated society. For example, female hypergamy. That is, the evolved desire of women to mate up, that is, to select a male sexual mate with the best genes she can get her hands on, so that her children get better genes than she has, which is obviously good for the species, so evolved, that all women have. So will not go away when the robots do all the work. This is the end of part one.